now.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. It's your show. But until then, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about. And I got this article here from Reason Magazine that has kind of been bugging me. I read it today and I wanted to share it. Retired Glenwood Springs car dealer John Haynes hope for of donating a giant chunk of snow white marble to the federal government to replace the cracked tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington National Cemetery has been stalled again. Haynes' hope for donation, which has sat outside the Yule Quarry near marble since it was cut for the tomb in 2003. Didn't even rate a mention in a 34-page Department of the Army report to Congress this week on replacement and repair options for the deteriorating tomb. Haynes' donation creates problems for the federal government because it's free and has not gone through a pricey bidding and specifications process. This week's report, the latest in a string of tomb reports done since Arlington officials decided the marble needed replacing 18 years ago, estimates the cost of replacing the tomb's marble at $2.2 million. Chump change for the federal government, $80,000 for that, just for seeking the bids, $90,000 for buying and transporting the marble, and the remainder for sculpting. Haynes, by the way, bought it for $30,000. He made the final payment last week, $31,000. He also has lined up donated transport for the rock to on a flag-decorated flatbed truck. He did all this after receiving a letter from the Army Major General 5 years ago thanking him for his most kind and generous donation. Better that the government spent $170,000 merely soliciting a bid than another $2.2 million on the actual marble, because who knows what kind of bargain marble Haynes is donating. Except Haynes' marble isn't just any marble. It was cut from the same Yule Quarry where the original gold-veined marble for the Tomb of the Unknown was mined nearly 80 years ago. The marble on the outside of the Lincoln Memorial also came from that quarry. The tomb replacement piece was cut after nearly 5 years' search for an unflawed piece that would look exactly like the original. Do you see where this is going, Nick?
That a private individual was able to do something much cheaper than government and much more effective.
Yeah, like 100 times cheaper than the government. It's just so ridiculous. So stupid. I mean, that the federal government would be in charge of something so important as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and we just ignore it. We figure, oh, well, you know, no big deal. But in the process, they steal money from Americans in order to pay for this tomb of theirs, which I think is fine and dandy. I mean, I don't know that I figure if you died in those senseless wars, at the very least, you deserve some level of recognition. And I think your country should, take care of you. The government should take care of you. But the idea that the government would be in charge of something as important as the Tomb of the Unknown, it seems ludicrous to me. And it's clear and obvious by this story that, in fact, it would be taken care of far better if it was done in the private marketplace, because this guy's doing it all on his own. He spent $31,000. He's got a piece that was original. It's basically original from the original quarry. The federal government has already spent tons of money and is expecting to spend a budget of $2.2 million, from what I've got here, on replacing it. He needs to get a craftsman in order to replace it, but at this point he spent $31,000 and got transport donated on a better truck than the federal government was going to get, and with as good of a piece as they could have possibly have gotten. So the only problem with Haynes' marble really does seem to be the fact that he wants to donate it. It's just not doable. A citizen can't give us any piece of marble and say, that's this is what we'll use to replace the tomb, says Thurman Higginbotham, deputy superintendent at Arlington. Meanwhile, the free room-sized block of marble gracing a hillside and near Marble, which is the name of the town, draws some curious tourists to snap pictures in front of it. Haynes said that if it can't be used for the tomb, he has the option to sell it back to the quarry, where it will be used, cut up, and sold for other projects, probably people's bathroom vanities and things like that. I understand how the government works, Haynes said, but there comes a point when you just have to say the hell with it. I mean, here's a guy that loves his country, wants to donate a piece of marble, and they're just laughing and spitting in his face. It's disgusting.
Well, don't you know it takes 18 years.
18 years it's taken for them to drag their feet on this.
To buy a piece of rock, basically. I mean, it's amazing how inefficient and the time scales involved. I mean, and when you come to think that the government is in charge of the licensing process for new medication, for new technology for broadcast media. Think of how many technologies we don't have today. Right, space exploration. Think of how many technologies we don't have today, how many advancements are sitting somewhere in the regulatory process, because the government is so slow and inefficient. If they just got out of it, we would be far better off. We would have technologies today that we probably won't for another 10 or 15 years anyway.
And, you know, the idea that we allow the FDA to decide what medicines that we get scares the crap out of me. This just goes to show how inefficient this organization is, and so many people want it to solve so many problems. The big summit was, I think, yesterday on 9/11 for National Service, and you listen to these guys, and they swear to God that volunteerism would work better if the government was involved. Please tell me one thing that has ever worked better with the government involved. Well, I suppose mass and wholesale killing.
Yeah, the government seems pretty effective at that.
I wonder whether the free marketplace could probably do better, but they have no interest in it.
Right.
Because, well, customers and stuff. So, no, it doesn't make any sense. The government is a wasteful, evil organization. Evil, I mean, because people that want to do evil can get in control of it, and therefore that's bad. The only way they can fund themselves is by stealing through taxes. I don't care whether it's one guy trying to take money from me, or the majority of the people in the town, majority of the people in the state, the majority of the people of the country, or some people that the majority of the people in the country voted in. You don't have the rights. You cannot give away the rights that you do not have. You cannot assign the rights you do not have to someone else. If you don't have the right to steal from me, then you can't assign the right to steal from me to someone else. The majority of the people do not have the right to steal from me. They may have the ability, that doesn't give them the right. And therefore, the majority of the people, and by the way, the majority of the people have never voted for any damn body, because the majority of the people don't get out and vote. The majority of the people cannot assign the right to take away my property to me. Taxes are theft. Therefore, the government, she's evil. That's it. It's simple.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the idea when people say limited government. That's what they mean. I mean,
limited. Yeah,
limited.
I'm with you. I was thinking about it can be so difficult to get people to, you know, try to voluntary solutions inside of the government. I was talking to, in my town, talking to the guys that run the fire department where I'm a volunteer, and I was, you know, suggesting that maybe we do a by-call charge for people that, call us out, especially people that call us out on a regular basis. And they're like, yeah, we were thinking about doing that, but the town takes such good care of us, you know, why do it? Why not steal from people? They don't look at it that way, but that's what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really hard because I don't think a lot of people really see past what the state apparatus. They don't see past the fact that the government doesn't legitimize theft merely by the fact that they call themselves the government. And even if most people agree with the theft, that doesn't make it not thievery. And I just think that a lot of people are hung up on that. If they can get past that and get to the concept that, yes, even when the government takes money by force, that's stealing. That's the core of the argument. That's what they need to understand.
Seems obvious to me. 800-259-9231. Yeah.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. Call in about, well, whatever you want to talk about. And while you do that, we'll do a radio show here and read a few articles. What if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? John McCain? The North American Union? Unconstitutional drug and gun laws? A national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And let's go to Paul in California. Paul? Hey, what's going on?
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Glad you're keeping up the good work about freedom.
Doing my
best. I was listening to your story about the guy trying to donate the marble.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that, hey, if people, instead of paying their tax bill, would call it a donation, the federal government would have so much trouble accepting it, maybe they'd go out of business.
Just right on the top of your IRS form, donation. And then because they can't seem to take donations properly, that they would just go, it would just throw gum up the works so bad that they'd go out of business, huh?
I think that's worth a shot.
I'm with you, Paul.
Anyway, I listen to you guys on the podcast, and I usually listen while driving. And on previous shows, I always keep thinking of things that you had talked about in the past. And, oh, I really want to call in about that. But since I'm driving, I can't really take notes. So then when I finally do get a chance to call, it's like, I can't remember any of the things I wanted to talk about. But keep up the work, good work. I really appreciate the fact that you're actually out there in the real world. I share your... That doesn't... some guy about to smash into somebody. They missed him.
It happens.
Oh, boy. Anyway,
Paul.
Yeah, keep up the good work. And I'll keep calling in. And one of these days, I'll remember some of the things I wanted to talk to you about. But you get
Thanks,
into so many different subjects. And I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Well, I do understand where he's coming from on the donation thing. I wish that the federal government would ask for donations rather than demanding his taxes and threatening to throw you in prison if you don't wish to pay them.
Yeah, it would
seems
be an improvement.
Unlikely.
Yeah, it does. I mean, one area where I can see an argument for taxes is corporate taxes, because corporations are essentially constructs of the government. I mean, all a corporation is a file folder, and the government and their court system acknowledges that the corporation is essentially an individual. So,
an individual that can live forever.
Right. So
it's crazy.
A corporation.
The government can grant you immortality. Right. Well, at least if you're a corporation.
Right. So a corporation doesn't derive rights from nature or from God. I mean, you can't say that corporations were created equal. I mean, they were created by the state. So it makes sense that, you know, if the state creates this legal fiction, then as part of their rules, they can demand, you know, a certain tribute from the corporations. So I think that that's one way where you can really avoid the initiation of force and still collect tax revenue. But
I think that it's interesting that so many Christians support the federal government and its size and scope. And obviously some state governments, too. When you think about their religion, God asks for 10% of, man's work in the Bible, which I think is, just a trick that the old-time preachers slid in there to, try to get people to, give up 10%. They figured, well, let's see, if we could get people just to give 10%, that'd be awesome. Yeah, it'd be so much more than what we're getting now. This is how small governments used to be. So, that was their trick. Now the government's taking, 25, 30, 35, 40%. That's just income tax, by the way. Do they think they're three times, four times as important as God?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, given the attitude that some politicians have. You know, and I'm not a religious person, so I'm not making a... I don't pay a tithe. I don't think most religious people pay 10% to their church anymore.
The height of hubris.
Oh, yeah.
Height of hubris.
Yeah, I mean, if supposedly all you had to give to the church was 10%, considering how important the church was during the times when some of the, the Bible verses that do cite that or where that originated were written, even if the state is supposed to be very, very important, I can't see an argument for saying it's more important than your religious faith. So, 10%, I'd be happy with a government that could only take 10% of my
income. Well, 9.9%.
Less than the 9.99, whatever. But
right.
Essentially, don't take more than what a church would try to take.
That would seem at the most, if 9.9% was the highest tax rate, that to me would be it would make the most sense.
Well, it'd be a market improvement of what we have now.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, and you pay taxes. The fact is, a lot of people don't realize that they pay as many taxes as they do because many of the costs from taxation are hidden. It's not a direct tax. You're not paying it on your income, and it's not necessarily on sales. You know, when you purchase an item, if you're in a state that has sales tax, sometimes, you know, the companies that are producing goods and services have to pay payroll taxes. They have to, you know, their employees have to pay income taxes, so they pay proportionally more. The corporation pays taxes, and the CEOs of the company pay taxes, on and on. So the costs that are added on to the, you know, the chain of production and distribution, those, you know, some of them, could they be absorbed by the corporation? Because I hear the argument a lot that not all costs are passed on. Okay, not every cost is passed on if they have a healthy profit margin, but many companies operate.
See, the overhead, this is people that say that, you know, they're partially right and they partially don't know what the hell they're talking about. Essentially, the costs are what the costs are to produce whatever product it is that you produce, and the government can make more costs just by, you know, the stroke of a pen because they have the guns. And what somebody is willing to pay is what somebody is willing to pay. And largely, there's never the twain they meet. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that if it's going to cost you $1,000 to dig a big hole in my front yard, but I'm only willing to pay you $100 to do it, you won't do it. So it what matters is how much you're willing to make in the process. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that.
Like, what I'm willing to pay is what I'm willing to pay, and what you're, you know, what it costs you to do it is what it costs you to do it, and then how much you're willing to work for is what you're willing to work for, and that's really all there is to it.
Well, I guess, but let's look at it this way. A company that distributes canned beans, obviously there's costs incurred there because the farmers pay taxes, so they need to charge more to make ends meet when they sell these beans to whatever wholesaler or company that produces them, and you've got all kinds of taxes on the gas to transport the beans. There's the
equipment to can the beans, of course.
Right.
There's the lights in the supermarket.
Right.
And you know, the advertising the supermarket does.
Right. And all of those goods and services that go into that process of making the end product, the company supplying the machines, the metal for the machines, they're all paying taxes. So it does inflate the cost. But when you're looking at, say, this bean company, let's say they operate with a high profit margin. Let's say they have a 50% net profit, which would be extremely high. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that if they sell a $2 can of beans, what actually comes back as pure profit to the company is a dollar, just for the sake of argument. If taxes go up slightly, they might not pass that cost on
sure.
and raise the price of the beans.
Absolutely true.
They might just only make 90 cents or
they
80
might.
Cents on a can.
Right. It wouldn't necessarily get passed on. Absolutely
but there's still
true.
Money coming out of the productive economy. So, and going to government, which will waste it.
800-259-9231, like they wasted it on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier recently.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90 plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live.
This is Mark with you.
And Nick.
And we've got the control of the show this evening. So if you're surprised that Ian's not on, well, you're no sadder than I am about it. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. And I've been taking Dexy-20 for, I guess, a little over a month, maybe 6 weeks now. Lost more than 5 pounds. And I recommend this to my friends and family. Dexy-20 is working for me. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. It just makes you want to eat less, and therefore the fat goes away. And also, there's none of that weird thing that goes on with most diet pills where you get all fidgety and people don't want to be around you. Don't have to worry about that. Dexy-20. Diet.freetalklive.com. It's also available at Walgreens, CVS, GNC. That's diet.freetalklive.com. Got an article here, which just the sort of thing that the Justice Department would be wanting to do, is apparently they're going after Google on antitrust laws. What a good idea. We've been somewhat confused by the talk of this is from techdirt.com. We've been somewhat confused by the talk of an antitrust action against Google for its ad deal with Yahoo, which doesn't seem likely to raise prices despite what critics say. However, it's become increasingly clear that the government is very likely going to move ahead with this. As we already noted, we being techdirt.com, the Justice Department has already hired a well-known outside attorney to lead the charge. It seems unlikely that they would do that if they weren't planning to make a big splash. Plus, news is spreading that the Justice Department is already sharing info on this case with California's Attorney General. And potentially another state's attorney general as well. Oh, good. These guys that don't do anything for the productive economy are going to go after one of the big companies here in America employing all kinds of people, providing people with all kinds of goods and services, or at least services. I mean, they do help get people goods and that kind of thing. And they're just going to try to make it difficult for them to do, you know, what it is that they do. And therefore, the American public and the world public is going to be less served because, well, if Google has to spend money on legal suits, it can't spend money on research, development, bringing new products to market. The government's hurting us.
Yeah, it's really, it relates to intellectual property, and it's not, I don't think it's the most exciting topic in the world all the time, but it's important because the internet is largely based on the sharing of information, the sharing of data. Really, it's just ones and zeros. And the question arises a lot. Do people who take a picture own that picture? For how long do they own that picture? You know, you own the physical copy, but do you own, if you put that image out on the internet, if I make a copy, does that then become mine? I mean, theoretically, I didn't do any less work in hitting the copy button than someone who took a picture or video did in hitting the record button or the hitting the shutter button. So it seems to me that this idea of intellectual property, you know, the way it's enforced now, is simply outdated.
We had Stephen Kinsella. He's a intellectual property attorney, and we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I really like his sort of compromise. Now, he's against all intellectual property. I don't want to characterize this as his position. It is my position. However, I got it from speaking to him. He said, look, if we could limit intellectual property to movies and drugs, I'd be happy to make that compromise. And I say we limit intellectual property to movies and drugs. I think that we, you know, probably should shorten the period of the patent on drugs in order to allow, you know, other people to get in and compete in the generic market and that kind of thing. But I think that that would be a huge step. Limit copyright to movies and limit patents to drugs and then the rest, they'll be fine. All these industries will be fine. If you want to see a book publishing company that has a pretty cool libertarian stance on intellectual property, go check out Bain, BAEN.com. They do, you know, mostly science fiction. They're a publisher that I enjoy reading from. And you know, their stance right there on their ebook section is essentially, look, if you try to circumvent the market, it's going to be bad for your business. We don't want bad things for our business, so here you go. Put them right out there.
Their business models, the idea that authors and musicians are not going to be able to make a living if the current paradigm goes away, it just isn't true. I mean, there are people making a living producing art that, and, you know, art or whether it's writing or images or anything like that, music, that's not copyrighted. And people, you know, there are different models for making that money. You might not make your money off of royalties as much when songs are played on air, but you can sell T-shirts.
There's still performance.
Yeah, you know, there's performance.
Selling tickets to putting butts in seats like traditional you know, venues have done all along.
And many bands make a lot of their money, you know, smaller groups or groups online make a lot of their money selling T-shirts and other high markup items that, to be honest, it's just a T-shirt. But if you put your band name on there, it's worth a lot more. Yeah, you could buy a cheap knockoff, but you can do that already. And I think most music fans, like if you're a fan of a band, you don't want to buy the knockoff. I think most people don't because they want to know that they own an original. So
I know that when I went to concerts, when I used to go to concerts, I wanted to have a T-shirt for every concert that I went to. To me, that was a way of displaying this is the kind of band that is important to me. This is the kind of person I am. I was there. I did it first. You can't tell me nothing. You know, I mean, to me, it was important. Now I shun live music and I don't enjoy it at all. Let me go on with this article about Justice Department going after Google for some damn reason. Now, it comes the news that the Justice Department isn't just thinking about stopping the ad deal between Yahoo and Google, but going after Google in general as a monopolist. What monopoly does Google have? This is positively ridiculous. It is clearly politically motivated and funded by companies who simply don't like Google, companies that can't compete as well as Google. Yet nowhere has there been any evidence that Google's size has been used to abuse pricing power or to make things more expensive for customers. Rather, almost everything it's done has been to make things easier or cheaper for customers. Unfortunately, it appears that in this politically motivated world where Google didn't play the game, a bunch of politicians and the Justice Department officials want to charge Google with the crime of being too successful. And that's really what this comes down to. And that's what many of these antitrust rules are about, is just being too successful. Honestly, it's about all they seem likely to have on their on the company, because it's hard to see how it's abused its monopoly power in any way. Now, it doesn't have any monopoly power, and that's actually harms customers or prevents competition from entering the market. Google loves competition.
Yeah, there are other search engines out there.
They're all over the place. You could use any one you want. I use Google because they have provided to me the things that I want. I have Ian downloaded the new Google web browser that they have out there. I enjoy it. It's working fine for me. And all I have to do to search is just go into the address bar, type in whatever it is that I want to search for, and up it pops.
Well, to be honest, I've used the new Google Chrome, is I'm spacing the name.
It's a web browser.
Web browser, yes. Shows you how into computers I am. But, you know, I don't really think it's that much better than, say, Firefox. So, you know, and that's, I just happen to use Firefox. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And now I'm using that. So
I hate the spell check on Firefox. That's
my
biggest
terrible.
Problem.
Yeah. The spell check is terrible. But, you know, it's not as if Google has a monopoly. You can surf the web without using Google programs just fine. If that's
absolutely. I could use Internet Explorer off my computer and never touch Google.
Right.
Many people don't.
Right. And many people do. But the reason they do is that, you know, Google is effective at what, you know, so if you want to find something,
once
it's a
again,
great search engine.
It proves that the government is there to punish its enemies and to reward its friends. And that's all politics is, baby. That's all it is. The people that say they're going to do whatever, you know, they say whatever they're going to say. They do whatever they're going to do only so they can get the power and the money that goes with the politics. They want to help their friends in business and those lobbyists so they can get paid. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information pack, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is Mark sitting in the big boy chair tonight.
And Nick sitting in the sidekick chair.
Yeah, I think that's the wingman chair there.
Wingman sounds better than sidekick, so I'll go with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely no sidekick. 800-259-9231. And we were talking about, during the break, we were talking about the donations I'm going to make to St. Jude's Hospital on behalf, for the amount of people that sign up for the Free State Project. And I've already got 19 people have signed up since yesterday, which is more people than normally sign up in like a week and a half, right? Were you looking at the statistics on the website?
Yeah, I was looking at the statistics, and it looks like the average for the last 6 months, the weekly average for new participant signups is 12.3. So if you've gotten 19...
Pretty minuscule.
Right. So if you've
gotten... And don't forget that the Rally for the Republic and whatever that March on Washington, D.C. for Ron Paul, both of those were within the last 6 months, so they've driven up those numbers somewhat.
Yeah, the last month has been better, probably because it includes this week, actually, this last couple days. The average is like 15.6, so you have a few more people per week signing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's largely due to this, which is a good thing.
Right,
I mean,
19 people in one day due to... You know, this drive, and I would if this is working, then more donations would probably work better. So I would encourage people to match my five stinking dollars per sign up, to St. Jude's for people that decide to join the Free State Project. And I think that we could, in the next week, really get a whole bunch of people to sign up for the Free State Project. I'd sure like to see 100. That would make me very happy. I don't know that I expected to donate $500, but, that's kind of what the purpose of this is to get, to push me a little farther than I would have as far as donations. I probably would have written a check for $50 or something, and already we're over what I would have written a check for. So I'm glad we're moving forward, and thanks a lot,
hey,
everybody who's involved.
If all we need is about 11,400 more people, and we'll be clear above the 20,000 mark. So that's only like 55,000 for you, Mark. I'm sure you can find somebody to help you out.
Would be very uncomfortable.
I'm sure it would be, but the Free State Project would be a smashing success. And it's interesting.
I'd go knocking on Bob Hull's door real quick. Jason Sakel, CAI.
Yeah, but it's interesting because. I think a lot of people within the Free State Project are making up their mind to move. The participant move status, the plans, it looks like, according to the Free State Project website, over 1,000 people plan to move in the next 2 years. The first 1,000 projects going on this year, I know some people aren't going to quite get here by the end of the year. Even when they signed up, they said, I'll probably be here in January of 2009.
It's a statement of intent. You know, I mean, I don't see why so many people get so wound up about the rules on it. Look, it says that the Free State Project, signing up for the Free State Project, says that you'll move to New Hampshire, the soon to be Free State. Within 5 years of us reaching 20,000, we're at 8,500 right now. It looks like it could be quite a while until we reach 20,000. Jason from Sickle CAI and I are still working on a plan, but it seems to be faltering. And so there's no reasonable expectation that somebody's going to come and drag you off to New Hampshire in a year or something like that. Just sign up and then think about how you're going
to
get here.
Well, yeah, but for those people who have signed up and are still trying to make up their minds about moving, looking at the numbers here, almost 5,000 people, and that's 60% of the project, to say that their move plans are undecided. So they're not saying we're going to wait till 20,000. They're not saying, we're waiting for 2 or 5 more years. They're just saying we're not sure. So, I mean, if you're able to make the move right now, my question is, why wait? Things aren't getting any better in the rest of the country, anyway.
They're getting so much better here in New Hampshire. We ran
– well,
on Tuesday, we ran a whole bunch of pro-liberty candidates. I can't tell you which ones – that was in the primary. I can't tell you all the numbers. I have to talk to Dennis from the NHLA to get those numbers, and I haven't been able to talk to him yet. He's been very busy. Irina's ill. But I do know that the ones that were sponsored by Jim Forsyth's PAC, I believe there are 29 total people that were sponsored by the PAC, and 21 of them were successful in making it past. That's pretty good casualty rates. It says to me that we're going to have quite a few liberty-loving people in the State House very soon. And Dennis from the NHLA said to me that, said on the air, that all we need is a couple, 3 dozen liberty lovers in the State House, and it will gum up the works something fierce. It will make us a voting bloc that must be listened to.
I don't know.
No other state that can even come close to that.
No.
They can't even look at liberty in other states. You have no hope in California, in Illinois, in New York, in Massachusetts, in Florida, for that matter. I mean, at least in Florida, you can say the tax rate's lower than it is in most states, and that's true even for New Hampshire, but because the tourists pay the taxes in Florida. But the government's getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. Let's not forget that the hurricanes will crush you. They crush you.
Yeah, no hurricanes, mudslides, earthquakes. We really don't have much of that. So that's another good reason to move. But no, seriously, I mean, there's no real good reason to wait. Things here, definitely the Free State Project is making a change. And I will say, there is a lot of work to be done to reverse the trend of government growing, here in New Hampshire, even with the great activists we have right now.
Absolutely true. But
there's progress being made.
There's absolutely more progress being made here than any place else. So if you're going to sign up for the Free State Project, you've done so in the last few days or recently, and you want to help St. Jude's, don't forget, if you're moving and your girlfriend's moving or your wife's moving, she counts. If your child's moving with you, they count. They're people. They eat food and they draw breath. They're moving. And so sign them up, too, for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And everybody who signs up in the next week, Ian and I will donate $10 to St. Jude's Hospital to help kids with cancer. Who can't like that?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people they're right on the edge about signing up, and it's a great time to do it. You can help out some kids who definitely need the help and do something good, and at the same time set yourself up, on a course to free yourself a little bit more. Move to a state that, it's not the free state yet, but I think we're on the course to getting there. And it's just a matter of how quickly we get there. So the more people that sign up, the more people that commit to moving, the faster all of us get more, liberty in our lifetime. That's what it's about. And it can happen. I know it's discouraging with what goes on the national level, especially during election season. A lot of people burn out around this time of year. They withdraw into themselves. That's not going to get you free any more quickly. So really, if you're considering the Free State Project, think about signing up now, and you can do a social good while you're at it.
I wish that there was more information on the people that signed up. Now, libertarians obviously like their privacy, but I know that Robert Wicks, he works for Free Talk Live. He helps us with our computer stuff as far as the getting the podcast out there and the live stream and all that stuff that you can see at freetalklive.com. I know he and his family signed up this week, and hopefully it was because he knew that I would be donating to St. Jude's Hospital. But I wish that, and I know that Manuel Laura has signed up, and he's coming to view the state, I think it's in a couple of weeks, and he's actually staying at my house. So I wish we had more names like that, more folks of color that were coming to New Hampshire just to kind of spice things up in this lily white state.
I don't know that we're that lily white.
You don't know that we're that lily white?
Would we definitely
are. Would you like to go through Wikipedia and take a look at the town that I'm from and just see how it, the other races are represented in points of a percentile?
I don't. Yeah. Okay. No, Asians I think are like a full 1% Keene.
I'm said the town I live in.
Yeah. I mean, there are parts of New Hampshire that have a little bit more diversity. If you go to Manchester, it is not that for people who are a member of an ethnic minority. I know that some of them are a little bit nervous about moving to a state where there are a lot of white people.
One of my thoughts on that is that people hate the minority that the second largest minority. So the majority hates the second largest minority. People in California, I'm only making generalizations here, are upset about the Mexicans that are moving in. But what they don't care about is the Eskimos. Yeah, because the Eskimos present such a small amount of the population. You don't care about small percentages of the population because they don't affect your life in any way, shape, or form. You don't confront them on a daily basis. That's why I'm saying move here. There's no bigotry in New Hampshire.
That's not entirely true.
I don't see it.
There's very little. I will say that there's very little.
The only bigotry I've seen is the sort of the national fervor against illegal immigrants and therefore pretty much everybody who's looks like they might be Mexican. And that's the only thing I've seen, and it's sort of a political thing.
And a lot of people don't care about that either, to be quite honest.
Oh, I don't think so. And I think that when they get to know somebody individually, that kind of dies away.
Yeah, absolutely so.
800-25—why am I giving you a telephone number?
That's a wrap.
We're out of here. Free Talk Live, check us out at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow night.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapterone.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a